Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi there. Chuck's the name. Chuck Edwards. Guys and broads, I want to tell you, it's great to be able to talk to you all again, huh? You know, there's been a great deal of water gone under the bridge since we was here last. But has you ever given any thought to the subject of what they calls inflation? You know, every time you goes into a store for a packet of cigarettes, or maybe half a pound of salami, the guy on the counter says, "That'll be 50 cents. And you says, "But yesterday was only 40 cents. Then he says, "What am I supposed to do, break out into a rash? It's the cost of living, buster." Yeah, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Not one thing. Oh, I knows the guys in the Senate and the Congress. They says they has everything under control. They is gonna freeze this and freeze that. But who gets the frozen mitt in the end? You and me. And there ain't nothing we can do about it. Of course, my genius buddy, Lame Brain Kowalski, he has different ideas on the subject. You know, come to think about it, he should go into the Senate. He couldn't do any worse than what they is doing now. Anyways, we was down on the rank one day. I was studying form, if you knows what I mean. And the genius was, for once, not reading true romance in pictures. You know what? He was actually reading the paper. Oh, boy, how about that?
I think that is positively disgusting.
What's the matter, Rich? Your eyes going bad or something? That's a lulu.
They shouldn't be allowed.
Look, Apex Head, as far as I is concerned, they can carry on like that as long as they want to.
Why does we allow them to do it? That's what I want to know.
Because we likes it, that's why.
How much longer is we going to let them do this to us?
For as long as they want to, Red Baby.
Well, I, for one, is not going to stand for it. I's going to take positive action.
Such as?
I is going to write in no uncertain terms to my congressman and tell him it's got to stop.
Yeah, but why stop it? It's the only free relaxation we get these days.
Free? Free? How can you say that? Free? It's getting worse every day.
Does you mean to tell me you does not wish to survey the passing scene? You get no enjoyment from it? What's the matter? You got rocks in the head?
That is precisely what I is doing. And in my considered opinion, the whole scene stinks.
How can you say that, stupid? All them dames going by?
Dames? Dames? That's just like you, Edwards. Thinking of the mundane things of life. Has you no thought to the future of this country?
What is you talking about?
Before I answer that leading question, what is you talking about?
I is on my favorite subject. Dames, broads, girls, you know. The feminine of the species. Now, Your Honor, perhaps you would be kind enough to elucidate forthwith.
Huh?
What is you talking about?
Careful now, Edwards. You are shouting.
I am not shouting.
And that is bad for your blood pressure.
I do not have... blood pressure. Oh, boy.
If you have sufficiently calmed down your overexcitation, I shall endeavor to offer you an explanation.
Oh, boy, give me strength.
I is deeply concerned with the... I is deeply concerned with the ever-increasing cost of living.
You is?
I is. And furthermore, I is not going to take this state of affairs lying down.
Okay, genius. Stand up, then. You has the floor.
Oh, no. No, you ain't going to get me like that, smarty pants, Edwards. If I stands up in this cab, I's going to bang my head.
Oh, as usual, this conversation is getting us nowhere as fast. All right, Congressman Kowalski, what is your solution to the whole cabezas?
The answer to me is impatiently obvious.
Yes, and I is losing my patience. Now get on with it.
In future, we buys in bulk.
What?
Bulk buying, that's the solution. Look, it says in the paper, beat the cost of living, get your groceries in bulk at wholesale prices, always a square deal at Solly's Supermarket. That's what we're going to do.
Calling Cab 13, calling Cab 13. Come in, Chuck.
Hello, honey. What's on your mind?
Two things. I got a fare for you. And don't forget that he's going to come round and cook for us tonight.
Oh, boy, that's great. And what are we going to eat?
Well, they say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, so I thought we could have spaghetti bolognese tonight.
Gee, that's great, sugar.
Yeah, I've got the meat already. All you have to do is to get the spaghetti. A couple of cans will do.
Okay, honey, leave it to me. Hey, I tell you what, I'll go on the fair. Red can go get the spaghetti.
Okay. The guy at the airport, a Mr. Redroot, wants to go to some canning factory.
Redroot. Okay, Michael, see you tonight, honey.
Before you does go...
Does I what?
Oh, you know. Go on, say it.
Oh, Michael, do I have to?
Go on, say it.
Oh, boy. Okay, Chucky Wucky loves his mighty whitey.
Yeah.
Mr. Redroof?
Duh, that's right.
Okay, Mr. Hoppin. Where to, mister?
You will take me to the sparrow canning plant right away. If you do not, there will be trouble.
Oh, oh boy. Okay, Buster. But don't tell me I knows. You has ways of making me do it.
That's right. How did you guess?
That's an old gag. Say, did you ever hear that one about the
you
guy
will do
was...
better to silence your face and concentrate on your task of taking me to the canning plant. Do I make myself perfectly clear? If not, we have ways of making you...
Okay, okay, I get the message. I don't know if there's some guys...
What was that?
I said, a word to the wise.
Yes, it's sufficient. Please to say no more until we get to our destination.
So, guys and broads, while I is taking this red roof character to Sparrow's canning plant, Genius Kowalski is on his way to Sully's supermarket to purchase a modicum of canned spaghetti. What I didn't know was, he was all keyed up to put his plan of bulk buying into operation.
Oh, miss, where is the canned spaghetti?
Over there on the white.
Ah, yeah, but, is that the special?
Special what?
I do not intend to purchase indiscriminately. I wish to analyze the buying potential of the consumer price as opposed to the retail outlet of the individual pack.
Are you some nut or something? You said you wanted spaghetti.
Yeah. But there is spaghetti, and then again, there is spaghetti.
Look, Buster, spaghetti is spaghetti. It's over there on the right. Now, do me a favor, just buy what you want and blow.
Do not confuse me, Mignola.
What?
I is determined to ensure that my hard-earned finances is being utilized to the best advantage.
Come again?
I require your expert knowledge to assist me in the particular one of friend or... Do that again. Hold it. I require your expert knowledge to assist me in the particular brand of spaghetti I should decide to purchase.
I think I better call the cops.
Obviously, your inferior intelligence is unable to arise to the occasion.
I better get the manager.
May I remind you, you is employed in this establishment to render a service to prospective witnesses.
This guy's a nut!
All I require from you is the following information. What is the cheapest spaghetti?
So why didn't you say so in the first place? It's over there, Sparrow, 3 for the price of 2.
Gee, that's a saving. I'll take
it. Okay, okay. Now, just go and get him. That'll be 20 cents.
No, you mistook my words. I said I'll take him.
So you'll take him. Pick him up 3 cans and give me 20 cents.
Obviously, we is both at variance.
With what?
I said I'll take him. I means the lot.
What do you mean the lot?
All you got?
All we got? You... Mr. Greenberg! Mr. Greenberg!
So, guys and broads, while all this is going on, I is delivering this Red Roof character to the Sparrow Cannon plant. I knows we gets all kinds of people every day in the cab, but this is one guy I can do without, believe you me, Miss Weston. When he pays me the fare, I gives him the change, in small coins, of course. I'm no small. And you know what? He gives me a tip, 5 cents. Anybody who gives a tip of 5 cents is either a guy working his way through college or an Arab delegate to the United Nations. I knew he was no good the moment I picked him up. His eyes was too close together. Anyways, as they says in the best commercials, the day wore on, and comes time to knock off. I drives down to the office, I picks up Myrtle, and we goes to the appointment.
I hope Fred remembered to get the spaghetti.
That's all right, honey. I gave him strict instructions. You can leave it to Red.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. I should hate to have to cook baked beans, bolognese.
Don't worry, honey. Even he couldn't make that mistake.
You want a bet?
Hey, that's funny. I can't open the door.
Huh? What's the matter?
There's something heavy against the door, like a body or something.
Oh, no. Red, are you all right?
Red, what's the matter? Is you okay? Speak to me, baby.
Who forced the door, Chuck? Something must have happened to him.
Yeah. Okay, honey. Yeah.
Hi, Chuck. Hi, Myrtle.
Red, is you okay? Hey, wait a minute. Sparrow spaghetti. What's going on here?
Well, you see, Chuck,
the place is lousy with cans of spaghetti.
Yeah. Well, you see,
there's got to be 200 cans of spaghetti here.
Yeah, well, actually, there's 4 gross.
4 what?
Gross. That's 576.
There's cans all over the place, in the bathroom, in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, we got to keep them someplace.
And what is we doing with all them cans of spaghetti?
Well, you see, Chuck, it's the cost of living. If you buys in bulk, you brings down the cost of living.
Listen, Frozen Dome, what is we going to do with all them cans of spaghetti?
I can't even get in the kitchen. If you think for 1 minute I is going to cook for you two under these conditions, you is mistaken. Oh. Chuck Edwards,
honey.
You is going to take me out right this minute, and now you look. Is going to buy me dinner. And honey. I is not coming round to cook for you two until this load of rubbish is cleared away.
Oh, no, Kowalski. Here's another nice mess you got me into. Geyser Frauds, I ask you, with tears in my eyes, what is we gonna do with 576 cans of Sparrow spaghetti? The apartment was stacked, but stacked in all them cans. If I wanted a shave, I had to move 2 dozen cans. If I wanted a beer, I had to be careful I didn't open a can of spaghetti. Has you ever tried drinking a can of spaghetti? It ain't easy. Anyways, what we didn't know was there was a scene going on at the Sparrow Cannon plant.
You stupid fool! How could you let such a thing happen?
Comrade, I had no idea. I gave the
instructions. You realize what you have done? You have let the microfilm fall into anyone's hands. Unless we get it back, we are ruined.
But I did as you instructed. I made sure the microfilm went into the correct can.
Yes, but what happened to the can after that?
Ivan, it must have gotten into the wrong consignment.
Of course, you fool! Unless we get it back, our whole spy organization will be ruined. And you know what will happen to you.
Well, I'm sure we can get it back.
You had better be. Otherwise, we have ways and means.
Yeah, well, as far as I can make out, the whole consignment went to Solly's supermarket.
All right, then, you stupid blunderer. We will trace the can from there. Come, we have no time to lose.
Ivan, do you think that we...
Silence your face until we have accomplished our mission. If you don't, we have ways and means.
I am here to tell you, I was going spare. The stupid jerk had loaded us with all them cans of spaghetti. What can we do with them? I mean, there's an end to what you can do with that stuff. There's spaghetti al formaggio, there's spaghetti alla mode, and there's spaghetti alla toast. After that, what do you got? Yuck, just plain spaghetti. I was racking my brains the following morning on the rank.
Well, now, on the top of the morning to you, Edwards.
Well, Officer O'Hara, hi there. How's with you these days?
I suppose I can't complain. 6 muggins, 8 burglaries, 4 missing persons, 2 murders, and all things is fairly quiet.
Hey, O'Hara, I just noticed that you was looking a trifle thin these days.
But me thin? Is that so?
Yeah. Seems to me that you was inclined to be wasting away. You looks to me like you could do with some good solid food inside you.
Yeah?
I don't think you was getting the right amount of starch. Hey, is you getting your fair amount of spaghetti?
Spaghetti?
Because it just so happens I can let you have spaghetti at a bargain price. Only 5 cents a can.
5 cents a can? Say, that's cheap. Hey, wait a minute. What's going on here?
Huh?
How come you a cabbie is trying to sell me cans of spaghetti? Huh? How come? Where's your license for treating, huh?
Well, you see, Officer O'Hara, we is coming to what you might call kind of...
I don't care what you's come into if I catch you trying to sell provision without a license. Edwards, you are for the hijack.
Hi, Myrtle, honey. What's with the Edwards kick?
Is the other layabout bum with you?
What do you mean, other? That makes me one, too.
Is he there?
Yeah, my eyes here.
Well, get the wax out, the pair of yous. You is both a dead stuck.
What's the matter, sugar?
Don't you sugar me. I is fed up carrying the can for yous, too.
Oh, we done something wrong, mate.
Has you done something wrong?
Kowalski's idea.
Makes the difference. You better watch it. Customers is jumping the switchboards with complaints and another thing.
What now?
I is not coming to that apartment of yours until you get rid of all them cans.
But Michael, honey.
Make up your mind. It's either me or spaghetti. Goodbye.
Now, Michael, wait. Listen, Michael. Michael. There, she switched off. Oh, boy, Kowalski. My bunch of fives is itching to connect with your proboscis. Not only has you got me in trouble with the law...
Gee.
Not only has you got me in trouble with the cab company...
Gee.
You has now got me in trouble with my broad, and that is the last straw!
But, Chuck...
What?
Is you annoyed with me over something?
Red Roof speaking.
Comrade, I managed to trace the missing can.
Good, at last. Because I was just beginning to think up some rather nasty ways or means of making you...
Apparently, someone bought the whole consignment from Solly's supermarket yesterday.
You found out who it was?
Yes, it was a yellow cab driver.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is marvelous. That only narrows the field down to 500 people, you fool! What use is that?
Comrade, please. I know who it is. At least I know the car number.
That's better.
And the assistant gave me a very good description of him.
Go on.
Very tall, red hair. She noticed his socks. One was red and the other blue. And one thing she was insistent upon.
What's that?
He's a nutcase.
Right, comrade. Meet me here in 15 minutes. And bring your gun.
Though April showers may come your way, too much spaghetti can spoil your day. We tried it all ways, the entire works, but the whole thing stinks, 'cause Michael thinks we're just a couple of jerks.
Hey, you, cabbie, are you free?
No. You has to pay. No free rides.
This is the one, comrade.
Yeah, cab 21. And he fits the description.
Of course we are going to pay. We are going to reward you very handsomely.
Gee, thanks, mister. Okay, hop in. Where to, mister?
Take us to the spaghetti.
I never heard of that place. If you want to eat, there's Hoyman's Hideaway or Boyne's Beer Boutique.
I said take us to the spaghetti.
But there ain't no such place.
You know very well what I mean. If you do not take us, we have ways and means of making you.
Okay, mister. You'd better tell me where it is.
No, you're going to tell us, and this is going to help you.
Hey, stop it. You stick with my neck.
He's tickling you with a gun.
I thought his finger was kind of hard. What?
Now, take us to your secret stock of spaghetti.
I was pretty busy that morning, so I had no idea that all that was going on. Anyways, the time comes around to put on the old feedback. So I goes to the office, picks up Myrtle, and we decides to go to Kate's kosher kitchen.
What is your fancy, Chuck?
You means apart from you, honey?
This is no time to get romantic. What you having?
Okay, I'll try the salt beef on rye. How about you?
I better watch my diet. I don't want to get too fat.
I wish it was a bit fatter.
What's that?
I said, what does it matter?
Where's Knucklehead?
The genius.
Yeah. I haven't been able to raise him all morning.
Yeah, I ain't seen him neither. You think maybe he's on a long fare somewhere?
Could be. He usually calls in before he goes. I hope he's okay.
Don't worry about him, honey. He's probably got some scheme to get rid of all that spaghetti.
Oh, there you are, Edward.
Oh, hi, O'Hara.
I just put 2 tickets on your buddy's cab. I'd have given him 3, but my book's finished.
Remind me to hate you sometime. Where is he? O'Hara, where is he?
What do you want to know? He's parked right outside your apartment block.
What's he doing there this time of day? That don't sound kosher to me. He maybe took sick. Come on, honey. We better go find out.
Hey, what about your salt beef and rye?
That's okay, Myrtle. I'll have it. He can have some spaghetti.
Remind me to hate you twice sometime. Come on, sugar. Nothing.
Right. Carry on and on and on until you find it.
246. What is we going to do about all the spaghetti all over the floor?
That, my friend, is your problem.
Chuck's going to be awful mad when he sees this.
And who is Chuck?
Oh, that's him. Hi, Chuck. Hi, Myrtle.
Peanut brain, what is you doing with all that spaghetti? And who is these 2 guys?
Well, the one with the gun.
Gun?
Yes, my friend. Come in, comrade. We have 2 more willing guests to open some cans for us.
Yes.
What?
Sit down on the floor, both of you. 1 false move, and my friend here will shoot you.
Huh?
Help yourselves to a can opener and get working, you and the skinny woman.
Hey, watch it, Buster.
Sparrow, shut the door and stand by it.
Kowalski, so help me, you was gonna pay for this.
$562.
Yes?
No.
Keep trying, only a few more to go.
563.
Any luck?
Not yet. Hey, you, Fetty!
You talking to me?
Yes. Hurry it up.
Oh, boy. 564. Hey, there's a funny little capsule thing here.
Oh, got it. You give it to me. Oh, at last. Right, Sparrow. You can dispose of them.
You mean?
Of course. They know too much.
I doesn't know a thing.
You never do, late brain.
Quite a poetic death for the 3 of you. Expiring amongst the spaghetti.
You gonna kill us?
Precisely.
Okay, drop your gun!
What?
The affair of you is under arrest. The Official Secrets Act and anything else I can think of.
Oh, boy, remind me not to hate you sometime. Oh, Harem, is you a sight for sore eyes? How'd you happen to get here?
Well, now, I decided to check up on your spaghetti activities. I was standing outside the door and heard everything. All right, you two, get going.
Hey, officer, just before you go, could we...
Okay. Only with pleasure.
Moisel, give me that big scoop from the kitchen, will you?
Yeah, these guys is going on a diet of spaghetti right now.
I is here to tell you, there is nothing worse than trying to clear up the remains of 564 cans of that... Now I can't bring myself to say it. If I even so much as see another can of it, I am going to blow my top. Anyways, we cleared up the apartment. Oh, boy, am I glad that's finished.
Yeah, I knocked out. Where did Red go?
He's in the kitchen. Hey, Red, what you doing?
I got hungry, so I opened the can of spaghetti. That fell onto the floor.
565! Yeah, like I think I has mentioned to you folk before sometime. You can't never win, can you? Okay, that's it for this week. Go easy when you was driving, huh? Save the gas. And don't forget, if I don't see you through the week... You got it. I'll see you through the window.
Taxi was written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed for Sonovision Studios by David Gooden.